From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the Black Unity Trio. Very little is known about this trio. They hailed from the Cleveland area. They may have been students at Oberlin University. And they recorded just one album, the album Al-Fatya, released on their own Salam label. As one could tell from the title of the album and the title of the label, the trio heavily influenced by Islam, so this is more spiritually oriented free jazz. We don't have a specific recording date for the album either. It's believed that it was recorded sometime in the late 60s or early 70s, possibly between 1968 and 1972. The trio, comprised of Yusef Mumin, formerly Joe Phillips, on alto sax, Ronald Devon, later Abdul Wadud, on bass, and Hassan Al-Hut on drums and percussion. This was probably a cassette dub of the LP, as there is quite a bit of background hiss and noise, but if you can put up with that, it's some really amazing, as I said, more spiritually oriented free jazz, consisting of sax, bass, and drums. We'll hear the opening cut of the A side of the LP, Birth, Life, and Death.
Thank you.
That's music from one of the last recording sessions cut by John Coltrane. The sessions recorded on February 22nd, 1967, at Rudy Van Gelder's Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio. These sessions recorded 7 days after the sessions that would become the album Stellar Regions. And these sessions feature John Coltrane on tenor sax and bells, along with Rashid Ali on drums. The album Interstellar Space. The four cuts on the original LP are named for four of the planets in our solar system. We listened to Saturn, sixth from the sun, Joy. The album was not issued by Impulse Records until 1974, 7 years after Coltrane's passing. The CD reissue on the GRP label, which by then was owned by the same company as Impulse, includes two bonus tracks, which were not part of the original LP, but which were part of these February 1967 sessions. Before John Coltrane, we heard from the Black Unity Trio and their album Al-Fatiha, recorded either in the late 60s or early 70s in the Cleveland area. We heard Birth, Life, and Death. We will continue on in a free jazz vein, and we'll listen to more music from groups fronted by sax players. We'll begin this set with John Klemmer on tenor sax. John Klemmer is probably best known for his pioneering contemporary jazz or smooth jazz recordings, but his earliest recordings of the late 60s and early 70s are in more of a free jazz, free improv setting, with a style of sax playing not unlike John Coltrane or Eddie Harris. we'll turn to his 1970 release, Eruptions, on the Cadet Concept label. As I said, John Klemmer on tenor sax, Mike Lang on keyboards, Art Johnson, guitar, Lynn Blessing, vibes, Wolfgang Meltz, bass, John Dentz, drums, and Gary Coleman on percussion. This is the opening cut, Gardens of Uranus. Thank you. That's a track from the debut LP from Norwegian sax man Jan Garbarek, performing on tenor sax for the entire disc, with Terje Ripdal on guitar, Arild Andersen bass, and John Christensen on drums. The LP Esoteric Circle, released on the Flying Dutchman label in 1969, 1 year before this same quartet would record their breakthrough album, Afrik Pepperbird, on ECM Records. The track we heard was entitled Rabalder, Jan Garbarek's tenor sax playing compared to that of Albert Eiler and John Coltrane in a review of this disc. Before that, John Klemmer, also on tenor sax, from 1970 and the album Eruptions. We listened to Gardens of Uranus. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Don't forget about our blog and website, where you can view much more info about the program, including detailed show playlists. You can also stream episodes of the program at your convenience. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. You can also email the program anytime with your feedback at qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. We'll continue on in a free jazz vein to wrap up the hour, and we'll listen to a pair of trios comprised of trumpet, bass, and drums. We'll first hear from the New Jazz Trio, fronted by German trumpeter Manfred Schuff, with German bassist Peter Trunk and Dutch drummer Kees C. Their album, released on the MPS label, recorded in Godorf, Germany in 1970, is entitled Page One, and from it we'll listen to a cut entitled Palar.
Thank you.
That's music from a trio from Japan, fronted by Itaru Oki on trumpet and flugelhorn, also featured on percussion instruments such as triangle and woodblock, along with Keki Midorikawa on bass, occasionally also on piano and gong, and on drums, gong, and timpani, rounding out the trio, Hosumi Tanaka. The album, recorded in Tokyo in February of 1970 and released on the Jazz Creators label, is entitled Satsujin Kyoshitsu, which is loosely translated as Homicide Classroom in English. We listened to the cut Spectral. Before that, a European trio, the New Jazz Trio, Manfred Schuff and Peter Trunk from Germany, and Kes C from the Netherlands, from the album Page One, also recorded in early 1970, we listened to Palar. And that will round out this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. I do hope you enjoyed my selections, and I hope you enjoyed them enough that you will join me again soon for another hour of the best in modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.